This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Heads up on the way, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, talking condiments. And when they go bad. Bad condiments at 4:30. First time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
A birthday is brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
This one says, happy birthday to my 33-year-old son, Jacob.
Hello, Jacob.
Guys, see you in a few weeks at the golf tournament there. Miles at from T.J. Phillips. Give him a dealer's choice there, Mike, for his son, Jacob.
That's fun.
Guys, my fiance, Austin, is turning 34 today. Getting married in September, and I can't wait to marry him. Please get the Dirty Germans giving us some marital advice. Thanks, guys. That from the lovely Doris.
Yeah, Doris, first of all, love the name. But also remember, the things that you do now before you get married, don't stop doing them after you get married.
Yes, you know, it's a simple, I think the word in the German is don't do it.
Don't do it.
You still have time.
Yeah, you sure do. Hi, guys!
Wait, hang on.
What?
I'm going to send out a happy 13th birthday to my son today.
All right!
Yes, I now have two teenagers in the house, which just makes me feel old. So, man, I hope you are happy with your gift. I know damn well that you are. Thank you for waking me up at 7 o'clock this morning to open it. Otherwise, man, just stay off.
Did you get him what you said you were going to get him?
Yeah, he didn't know what he wanted, but there's something that he's wanted that he always brings up. But when we said, what do you want for your birthday? And he'd run a blank kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to his mother, I said, look, man, let's just do this thing. He has no idea it's coming. And this morning, he was quite pleased with us.
My daughter's birthday was on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
She's 26 years old now.
Now, wait a minute. You called her personally.
I called her on the phone, yeah.
But she gave you grief because you didn't say happy birthday to her on the air.
I forgot it on a birthday request.
But you called her personally.
Oh, yes, I did. No,
and that's not good enough.
No. I just didn't give her a little love on the air. So
you're a
pissed
poor
father. It doesn't
count,
though, because it's her birthday was Tuesday.
That's why I wrote down my son's birthday. I'm like, ooh, don't pull a Miles.
Well, it's not going to help, right, that you remembered.
Well, I only remembered because Miles just went through it the other day. Where he's like, man, I called my daughter on her birthday specifically because it's her birthday. She's like, great. Hey, man, I didn't get a shout out on the radio. He's like, but I'm calling you to say happy birthday.
In that case, happy birthday, Todd. Happy birthday, Lance.
No, oh, there you go.
See?
Yeah, cover it here.
They're just buddies.
Right. Yeah.
It matters
but you
here.
Called them.
I texted them.
I think good enough.
Apparently not.
All right, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
And side note to your son, he can have whatever he wants and go wherever he wants to dinner tonight.
We're already going where he wants to go to dinner tonight. I will not say where, but you... Yes!
Is that where you're going?
Yes, it is!
You are going here.
God bless him for that, man. Look,
that's all he wants.
He's originally he went there...
The good spot?
Yes. Attaboy.
We originally went there when he was like, I don't know, 8 or 9.
Going to Hooters.
But he liked the food. And then
the
when
food
he,
is really good. Is.
But when we turned about, when he turned about 10 years old, we went back for his birthday, and the hostess takes us to the table, and he stops me as we're walking. He grabs my hand and he goes, Dad, do they hire people because they look like this? I said, yes. That's right. Yes, exactly. That is absolutely correct, man. So now when he says he wants to go to this place, I don't know if it's for the food. I don't know if it's for the wait staff. Yeah. Doesn't matter to me.
People go to the Acropolis for a number of reasons.
Sure. Yeah. Sure they do.
I cannot sure. believe he picked that.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what he picked.
Jesus.
Every year. Oh, yeah. I'm like. And you know why?
I know why. That's insane. It has nothing to do with the food.
No. Nah. No,
I mean, good. Again, the food is very
he good. Likes the food, but there's a lot of places where he likes the food. But on his birthday, he I very should, specifically.
I should go there on my birthday.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, yes, you should.
Why not?
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Well, House, you're an adult. You can go whenever you want.
I know, but it would be really more special if I could just tell them it was my birthday, too.
Yeah.
Maybe they would bring me a piece of cake.
You know?
Yes. No, you blow out the candle.
Oh, I do like their little wings.
That, look, they have good food, man. Yeah, but yeah. I don't know if that's why I picked it.
Subject, memorable work experience. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Worked for a branch of a company with brown trucks that deliver packages. But with the Supply Chain Solutions Group as a warehouse supervisor, we loaded products from ocean containers into road tractor trailers for a Target. Docked about 100 to 150 containers a shift when we were busy. So we employed a lot of temporary and contract laborers. Needless to say, we had some very colorful characters come and work for us over the 9 years that I was there. Anyway, one night, as I'm performing my rounds, I was witness to one of the most spectacularly scary, impressive things at that point in my life that I'd ever seen at work. This very attractive Samoan lady, who was just a giant Amazonian type, had this skinny little Somalian girl by her neck, lifted off the ground by at least a foot, and was slapping her in the face.
Damn.
Picture this, palm slap followed by a backhand, repeated at least 5 times. Every time the Somalian got slapped, her feet would swing back and forth. In my shock, all I could get out was, please, put her down. Put her down now. What predicated the assault? The Somali girl and her friends had been trash-talking the Samoan girl all night, and I guess she just had enough of her crap.
Clearly.
All of this happened after that with people being separated, different rooms, police called, but I will never just forget the feet swinging every time she got slapped. Stay thirsty, gentlemen. That from Jake in North Carolina.
That really does make it better.
That is insanity. Just to pick up another human being and hit him that hard, and their just feet are swinging.
And one more. Injury during sex. Ola Bajolas. Several years ago, my boyfriend and I were going at it after he came home from a work trip. We were having a very rowdy time, and I ended up getting turned upside down for several minutes. It wasn't until afterward that I looked in the mirror and discovered I had ruptured several blood vessels in one of my eyes.
Oh.
It was very obvious. Needless to say, it was very difficult to explain to people what happened without going into detail. Love your show, and a very belated congrats on 20 years. That from Leslie in Bonnie Lake.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Talking to condiments today. Just out of curiosity, what would everybody in here say is your favorite condiment?
Probably a honey mustard. Boar's Head honey mustard. As a go-to all the time, yeah. Mm. But mustard's selective, right?
Not the one you use the most, just the
favorite. Boar's Head honey mustard.
Ranch. Mike? I gotta go universal. Ranch.
Honestly, I don't. Probably just ketchup.
All right.
Maybe that's fair. Tried and true. It's
the standard bearer. Which one do you think you use the most?
Ketchup. But I'm in a house with three other people, so that's.
Right.
Personally, mustard.
So mustard, for me, easily is the one I use the most. But I'm
between
with Miles.
My two kids, the ketchup is...
Ranch is pretty universal. It can go on almost anything.
Yeah, you can dip your fries in it, your onion rings, your pizza.
Yeah, well, I'll eat ranch, too. That's true. We always have a bottle of ranch, and that goes pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, even if I'm making a turkey sandwich and I don't have mayonnaise, so you can put a little ranch on it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So these are some condiments, basically 13 condiments that you need to... don't eat them after they expire. The first one on there, everybody should know.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah, come on,
man.
Basically, if you open it and it's been a couple months, even though you have it in the fridge, just get rid of it.
Yep.
Especially if it's Duke's, because they use real eggs.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Good to know.
Also, don't store mayonnaise in a warm area otherwise.
No.
So just, I mean, if it's not open.
Yeah.
So if it's still sealed up, still do not store it in a warm area, because it'll go bad twice as fast when you open it.
Correct. Yeah. And I think most people, you know, if you have a pantry, generally those are dark because it has a door on it.
You close it
but
up.
But if not, Miles is correct. Even if you're, you know, if you're younger and you're, or whatever, you're just in a smaller place, like, even if you haven't opened that mayonnaise, he's correct. Like, put it in a shelf below with the pots and pans or something.
What is the difference between mayonnaise and Miracle Whip?
Technically.
Probably
it's like butter
eggs.
Margarine, I know.
I'm guessing eggs.
Okay.
Right? So Miracle Whip, miracle is we did not use anything that mayonnaise uses.
That is a miracle.
So after we go from mayonnaise it says after you open it, it's been 2 months, get rid of it. The obviously next thing is mayonnaise-based dips. So if you got garlic aioli, a romole, tartar sauces, all kinds of dipping sauces and spreads that contain mayonnaise, right? It's best to toss them after or when they're expired.
Agreed.
They also say another general rule of thumb is if a dip or condiment tastes different from when you first opened it, throw it out. Same's hold true if it's discolored or extra watery. I will also say on a personal note, if you have, say... I don't know, onion dip from Hell of a Good, and you wake up after one day and there's red marks in it, remind yourself you were dipping nacho cheese Doritos in there.
Okay. How long did it take you to realize that?
I was like, oh, my God.
What is that?
Yes. I was like, this is so gross. How's it already moldy? And then like 10 minutes later, I was like, oh, damn it. That's just.
Had you thrown it away at that point?
I think it was just sitting on the counter.
Like, there has to be a reasonable explanation.
Right, because, like, my brain was like, don't throw it out. Something's got to be up with this. It couldn't have gone that, because it smelt fine.
Sure.
But you just kind of forget, you know?
That's another thing. Like, sometimes something will get into the condiment, especially when it's, like, mayonnaise. And you look down, and there's, like, this little blobule, and you're like, oh.
What was that?
I don't think I'm going to be able to eat the rest of this mayonnaise. Like, yeah. I'm just going to throw the whole thing. I'm not sure what that is.
What did you open that was here? Because, like, anytime someone goes to fast food, they give a ketchup, mustard, hot
sauce, McDonald's sweet and sour sauce or one of their sauces for their nuggets.
Because you open it, and, well, I don't know what you were eating, but, like, does this color look right to you?
Yeah, and it did not. It did not.
Once you need to ask the question, just don't eat
it. If you say that out loud, throw it away.
Don't eat it, yeah.
There's some mustard packs.
They're on the border right now.
I think they need to get, yeah, I would throw them out.
Yeah.
I'll get to mustard, but yeah, those ones are bad. all right, horseradish. All right, they say, look, as soon as the jar of horseradish is exposed to air, that sharp, spicy flavor begins to fade.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. By the time it reaches expiration date, it's better to opt for a new jar so you taste like what you want.
Does it say how long on average?
Well, they're not saying like it's going to hurt you, but if you eat it like a couple weeks or a month after the date, it's just not going to be the same zing.
Potent. Yeah,
which is kind of what you want. But also, here's the issue: is I have a small little jar of it. You just don't use it that often unless you're making. I use it to make cocktail sauce at home. But
In the summertime, we fly through it because we're more apt to eat seafood, so a lot of cocktail sauce gets made. But right, but after that, and I love horseradish. It just rarely comes into play with anything I'm eating.
Also, I will say never, ever buy cocktail sauce. It is so much better if you just make it. It's ketchup and horseradish. You can mix those two things.
I will say, though, I like the Skippers.
I don't know if I've had Skippers.
Yeah.
It's not that it's bad, but it's so much cheaper to do
it. It tastes fresh.
Yeah,
for some reason,
because it is.
Yeah, sour cream. Look, sour cream is a wild card any time of it. Like
even
like,
fresh,
right? They're like basically once you crack that seal, sour cream's going to do what it's want. Right? There's like live stuff in it. That's one that's like, look, open it. If it says 5 days, throw it out at 5 days. If it's already at the date, throw it out. You start to see the separate and a pull of liquid on top, consider a warning sign that it should be used up in the next couple days or it's going to be bad and you're going to have mold.
Here is my question.
And if you see one little piece of mold,
there's more.
At all, throw it out. Thurl's right. There is more in there. It hasn't turned green yet.
That's why this Daisy stuff that I buy scares the living hell out of me.
Mm-hmm.
It is the squeezable sour cream. You've seen them.
Yeah, because
they seem to last longer as far as the expiration date. However, you cannot see inside.
Correct.
And that's what scares me sometimes. I'm always like, I always put a little dab like on a paper towel or something or squirt some in the sink first and look at it to make sure it isn't green. Because you can't just open the lid.
Right.
I'd rather have that, but still, I feel like I'm flirting with disaster.
Mm-hmm. You are.
I don't know that this one is going to affect a ton of people because it's just not a condiment you think to have all the time, but chutney.
I mean, on occasion, but it's because we specifically planned a meal that requires chutney.
Right. It's an Indian condiment.
Delicious.
There's mango chutneys I know sometimes you put on your tacos and everything.
Very good.
But that's one of those things I'll see it in the store and I never buy it. Because I'm like, that's literally, I'm going to use 1 teaspoon of it or 2 tonight and that's it.
And that's about it. Yeah. Basically, once you open the jar and make that meal, you might as well throw it out because you're probably not going to use it again.
Or you got to start throwing it on your eggs and just use it up
that week. It's not a bad goal.
Yeah. You can use it for other stuff. These are condiments you should get rid of. Barbecue sauce can get moldy. All right. Barbecue sauce is another tough one, though, because it's dark and it's in that bottle. I was going to say, there's like fuzzy mold that can get in that. They say if there's a change in texture or a funky smell, just throw it out. They have a lot of preservatives in them, so you got about 4 months to use up an open bottle of it.
Okay.
All right.
So that's still a decent time, though, for a condiment.
It is. Yeah, you know? 4 months. Basically, I'd open it at the beginning of the summer. No, I'm going to use it a lot more during the summer. By Labor Day, probably gone.
Yeah, barbecue sauce is another tough one. And it's like you use it for certain recipes, but I outside of like nuggets, I don't know that it has a lot of daily use.
And the kids still want ketchup if it's nuggets.
Yeah.
Also, it'll ruin a charcoal grill. I mean, I love barbecue sauce, but there's something you just got to be careful with.
Also, a reminder to folks, when you're putting barbecue sauce on your meat, do not do it till the end. It contains a lot of sugar and will burn if you put it on too early.
That's
correct. Let's see. Basically, with ranch dressing, I don't know that a bottle of ranch has ever gone bad in my care. But ranch dressing, basically, they're just saying, hey, look, if it changes consistency, it's probably time to get rid of that ranch, right? Mm-hmm. If it, you know, just use your brain here, right? Eating expired ranch could lead to foodborne illness, especially if the ranch hasn't been properly stored. That's another thing, too. If you're one of those people, I've been guilty of it. Maybe you're having a late night snack involving ranch. Make sure you put it back in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
If
not, throw it away.
Yeah, exactly.
Along with the mayonnaise.
But ranch, right, exactly like mayonnaise, you could pretty much tell the change in color, consistency. It might even smell a little awkward. Mm. So you know to get rid of that. This should shock you. Blue cheese. Blue cheese dressing, breeding ground for bacteria.
Oh, yeah.
It's already got mold in it.
And you can't even see it.
It looks
like blue cheese.
Well, if you have the cheese versus the dressing, at least with the cheese, the mold that's not edible shows up kind of pink or red. Almost looks like soap scum.
Okay.
So you'll know, but like in the dressing, I don't know if the same thing happens. But at least if I have like the blue cheese crumbles, I can pop the lid and I'm like, this is bad.
They're just saying, be careful. Look at the dates, mainly because blue cheese dressing has such a unique smell.
Yeah.
You might not notice it. Like
how bad it is.
Right. Because it's all, to like me, it already smells off.
It does.
You know?
And to me, that's a sign of a good blue cheese because it smells terrible.
If you leave Caesar dressing too long, you can get salmonella.
Yeah.
Obviously, Caesar dressing contains egg yolks, olive oil, and cheese. So you got to look at it after the expiration date. Be very careful with
just
it.
Don't.
All right.
I mean, get rid of it, man.
Yeah, and again, like, I don't know. To me, if I make a Caesar salad at home, it's always one of those salad kits.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're... It seems like a bold move to just have a thing of Caesar dressing in your home. I'm sure people do it.
Yep.
But...
Yeah, but they're probably Caesar freaks, too.
Correct. Like, I have one buddy. We used to call him Caesar. And to his credit, I was shocked. I hadn't seen him in, like, 15 years. He still does.
But the guy that you've called Caesar, it's because of Caesar salad or dressing?
Correct.
I've heard you talk about this guy Caesar forever. Yeah. I just figured his name was Caesar or, you know, some...
No, his name's Steve.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
So because his name is Caesar.
All the time?
No, he would just use Caesar dressing like most Americans would use ranch. Like pizza crust.
Hmm.
Caesar.
Okay.
French fries. Caesar.
Really? I will be damned. I've heard this guy's name for years. I never even assumed it had anything to do with
was
Caesar
he skinny?
Dressing.
No, well, he was a starting center in basketball at Hopkins.
Caesar,
Caesar's a big man. So he could obviously... I mean, last time I saw him was one of our days to cook food. And I said, Steve, we still get... He's like, you're goddamn right we're getting Caesar dressing. I was like, all right. Soy sauce obviously can last a super long time, but it can become stale. So the taste retains a little bit, and it would have a funny smell. And then, let's see, mustard, again, very long shelf life, but when it goes bad, it does go bad. But honestly, you could leave that one in your fridge after you open it for months. Almost a year.
Damn, Jack.
So, ketchup can go sour. Miles, to answer, I looked up. Heinz finally said this. They highly recommend Heinz ketchup is kept in the refrigerator.
Yeah. Okay.
It's okay in restaurants because they say it is shelf stable, but they highly recommend it.
Okay.
But just with their brand.
Just in case.
So, if you're eating Hunt's or Del Monte, I don't know what you people are doing.
I feel like also in restaurants, like, they have a big old jug that's in a refrigerator, but I feel like the stuff that's on the tables, that goes quick, so we don't have to worry
about
that.
Well, they just refill those. So sometimes, like, I will say this, and I don't think your waiter's going to care too much. If you're already at the end of that thing, just ask for a different one.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up at 5:08, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Yeah, come on.
Coming up at 5:08. We'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawkins over the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles.
New York is expecting to see a surge in, quote, sex-crazed spotted lanternflies this year.
Damn it, they're sex-crazed?
They're sex-crazed, Ted.
It's one thing to have them, but now they're sex-crazed.
Little nymphomaniacs out
what
there.
What makes them more sex-crazed this year than last year when they said, hey, if you see the lanternfly, like, kill it? But this year, apparently, now they're sex-crazed.
Sex-crazed, man. They are just out there, well, they're breeding slaying like spotted lanternflies.
Well, as long as they're just having sex with other spotted lantern flies, does anyone care?
Right, what's the problem?
It's not like some frog's like, oh my God.
Isn't that the same thing with the doggone cicadas every year? They're just, that's what they're screaming about?
Yes!
What's the mess?
Yes. It's ass season in the animal kingdom.
Who's ever turned it down? Right? You know, of course, if you can't. You
well, remember.
The females.
The female fruit flies. That's what I don't get.
Hey, if girl!
You, I mean, we're together. You want to, okay.
What do lantern flies do to attract some ass? They're just out there, you know, lighting things up.
Yep. Use filters on their Instagram.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Have a cool car.
Is there one that has like DJ lighting on his lantern?
Yeah.
I do miss the lightning bugs. It's a weird comforting feeling.
Oh yeah. I have never seen one in the wild, man.
That is one thing that sucks for kids in this area.
Yeah.
Like I just grew up with them, man. They're awesome.
Never got it.
Right? You just catch them.
They don't bite.
You put them
they're
in this
harmless.
Like, we used to put them in, like, cups, and then you poke holes in it. Yeah. I mean, they'd always die by the morning, but... And they sold, like,
100 of them.
No, I mean, they sold containers that had air. Like, the whole idea is you capture them, but, I mean, I don't... Their lifespan might only be, like, a day.
Oh, gosh.
Especially after you capture them.
Right, okay. New research has just been published that looks into how rose petals get their shape.
I'm glad they did that.
There was apparently like some sort of a mathematical thing that, as far as the genetic
Fibonacci code or whatever that was.
Something like that. I don't know.
As like most things in nature.
Right.
Right.
What do you know?
Just saying.
It's actually kind of calculable.
This natural thing is roughly the same calculation as every other natural thing.
Well, they used to recommend 10,000, but just 7,000 steps a day can reduce your risk of cancer.
Now, do you think they're saying that the same way that, like, Baltimore City Schools said, like, we're going to lower what it is to pass. It's now 60.
Right.
Like, we've told you it's 70. You just won't do it. You can't do it. Right. So you lower. So it's like, all right, you're not listening. How about 7,000 steps? Right. Can you just give us 7,000?
Well, I think part of it is people overestimate what it is that they're doing as far as their daily walk. And, you know, I've been hitting the 10,000 strong every day so far this year. And I never realized until I really started taking a look at it how seldom I actually hit 10,000 steps just in my day-to-day living life.
Right. It shocked me because, right, you were doing it, so then me and my buddy do these morning walks, and it's like, gee, I mean, it's miles.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, I just assumed, well, it's like, oh, no, you got to put in an effort to get there.
I saw my average in Mexico, right? Everyone's like, how many steps are we getting? Because we just walk everywhere. And so leading up to Mexico, averaged about 5,100 steps. I mean, that was just my mean average all the time. Right. And then there was this massive spike to over 13,000.
There it is.
But even the iPhone's kind of like,
You know,
nice job.
Is everything okay? Is something going
You're
on?
Doing good, man?
It's a noticeable
difference.
Did you
get a bad diagnosis?
It's like, call vacation, man.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. And then I honestly, every day, there's probably still 3,000 steps between the wife and I that we need to get by the end of the day.
And you know what's crazy? And this is true. So we were here until what, about 9 o'clock last night?
Yes, sir.
And another employee at a different radio station was here. And it looked weird. She has one of the stand-up desks. And it looked like she's floating in water.
All right.
She's
bobbing in water?
Yeah. And I'm like, what the hell? So I walk over to her office and I realize, because of Mike, and this is true, she got one of those little treadmills. So she's at a stand-up desk doing the treadmill while she's working.
Okay.
And she goes, I see. Well, Mike kept walking by my effing office every day, and it's like, I'm getting my steps in. She's like, so now I felt inspired.
Well, you know, it's a good way. There's a lot of stresses that go on behind the scenes around here, and so I like to clear my head by just, and I think it started during the pandemic, just taking around the offices here real quick.
Yeah.
And then she just, you know, started hanging out in her office, and so I just say hi to her as I went by, and then apparently I just bugged her enough to where she was like, all of a sudden out of nowhere, she's like, I'm getting a walking pad. It's like, all right, cool.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not shaming anybody.
She was kind of annoyed, but like she was inspired by Mike, but annoyed because he kept doing it.
Right. I'm not shaming anybody out here. Do what you want to do.
No. You know what, to be honest, I see those ads all the time. I never knew anybody that had one.
Mm-hmm.
No, I did not.
I guess
until
at the
last
desk
night.
Is a good call.
Oh, yeah.
A new study on the majestic octopus suggests that they kind of have 8 brains.
8 brains?
So
per tentacle?
The way that they said, and I looked a little bit into like the quick little synopsis of it. So what it is, right, per tentacle, they have a system of nerve endings inside the tentacle that allows it to kind of act independently of the main brain.
I've heard that they'll, like, the octopus can concentrate on something else.
Right.
But the tentacle, if they're manipulating it's something, like they'll continue to do it.
Right. It's almost like a subconscious extremity that they've got.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
Don't
we do that?
What do you mean? Yeah. I'm with Miles. Think about how many times my tentacles thought different than my actual brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could be listening to you throw something at me. I catch it. Now you think twice about it.
Exactly.
I don't even need to look. I was about to hit you with a pen.
So I wonder how much of it is just like what you're saying, Miles, and even Ted. It's just reflex almost.
Yeah.
You know what they're doing. They just...
They might also be like...
Also, they're aliens.
We're on the lookout,
bro.
They're aliens. I mean, let's... There is no other organism that is like
that. That is the answer. If this octopus just... This is the answer. They're aliens. They're from another planet.
Unbeknownst to anybody, the number of Barbie dolls with flat feet instead of pointed has gone up from 0% in 1960 up to 60% last year. So now more than half of the Barbies that are being released have flat feet instead of pointed feet.
Do you think it's some weird cost-cutting, you know, it saves us one half of one penny per Barbie, but we produce enough Barbies that this saves $100,000?
I think they were saying something to the effect of the kinds of Barbies that they're releasing have a lot more flat shoes, whereas back in the 1960s, it was all high heels that doing out there. But now you have this Barbie that goes and works here, this Barbie works there, this Barbie plays here.
Why don't they team up with sneakers. A good feet store?
Cool.
You take your Barbie to the Good Feet store and they'll get the exact right shoes for a little teeny tiny feet.
Exactly. A recent study found that nearly 20% of working Americans suffer through a toxic work environment.
Well, sure.
Yeah. Right. It happens. It's a part of it.
I'm surprised it's only 20%.
I agree with you on
kidding,
that.
No kidding, man.
But you know what? Part of the problem with the toxic work environment is that people don't know when they are the toxic one. So luckily, I've got all the signs.
Uh-oh.
The men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
10 signs you're the toxic person in the office. You know this person, the one who is tolerated barely, but whenever they make their presence known, there's no avoiding them. Because just like a bull in a china shop, they barge right in and manage to suck all the oxygen out of the place. They should be an opera singer because to them, it's all about me. Me, 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 me. Look what I did. Look how funny I am. Look how great I did it. Oh, you did good too, but not as good as me. Tell me how great you think I am. Tell me more about me. Isn't this fun? Wait, I'll just talk louder so you and the three people working on the other side of the building can share in my...
Seems a little miffed over there.
Jesus Christ.
I think he's worked on a toxic environment.
Man, oh man.
So these are signs that you are the toxic person in the office. Everyone else is the problem.
That's how they start this list. Everyone else is the problem. When something goes wrong, it's always someone else's fault.
Yep.
You might think that you're fooling everybody. You know, do you accept responsibility when you're wrong? Have you made a mistake? Do you prefer to shift focus? Yeah. Accepting responsibility is a sign of a good leader. It also helps create an environment where people own up to their mistakes and learn from them.
Sure.
Exactly. People tend to avoid you.
Yeah.
<that's... laughs> Oh, man. Just walking away.
That's a good call.
Oh, no. There he is.
We used to have some chattier people that worked here.
Yes, we
did. And it's
did.
Not that I didn't like them. It's just like I don't have the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to say hello, but I don't have 5 minutes.
They weren't toxic bad people. No. They were toxic draining people.
Right. I can't do my job because you won't stop talking
correct.
To me.
Right. Because I'm with Mike. Sometimes I'll just do a lap around. It's like, hey, I'm just passing by saying hey.
Exactly.
Right. I like you. Hello.
Right. This is in between a break. I got like 7 minutes that I got to hit here. How long is this conversation?
Yeah, exactly.
Be?
Right.
And God, they just go for a while. And I have to sit there and pretend like I'm interested. Let's see here. Signs that you're the toxic person in the office. They can't handle the truth. You don't pull any punches. You tell it just like it is without any sugarcoating. If someone messed up, you have to let them know. You may have reduced a few people to tears, but worrying about other people's feelings isn't part of your job description. If they did their job how they were supposed to, you wouldn't have to yell or give them harsh feedback. Instead,
your feelings.
They make stupid mistakes, and you're supposed to worry about how they feel when you're rightly upset about it. Yeah. Drama seems to follow you. Again, these are signs that you're the toxic person in the office. Drama seems to follow you around like cheap perfume. If there's a scandal in the office, you're sure to be in the thick of it. If you aren't, you know exactly who was, what happened, how it happened. If you're going to be honest, you'll admit that you love the attention. It makes you feel alive when you know what's happening, that you are what's happening. You love it when people gather around you to find out all the juicy details that went down. You love being in everybody's business so much that it's almost like you're an office historian.
I will say, I think the other red flag is too, is the person's like, I hate drama, this and that. Like, you probably are into it.
You are.
If you
the
have
drama.
To say it out loud, I don't believe it.
Correct. Yeah.
I just want to know who's doing the coffee machine thing.
No kidding.
That's
no.
all I want.
I put it up on my Instagram.
I know. When you brought it? Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did, man. All I'm right. over this
maybe,
crap.
Maybe we can, you can come up with a.
I'm going to launch an investigation.
To the question.
Damn yes. right, dude. Exactly. You know what? We got a security camera there. I'm sure I can figure out who the hell did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You compliment people. Sorta. People are just so sensitive. Honestly, you don't know what the fuss is all about. You just told her that she looked thinner and that the last time you saw her. It was a compliment on her weight loss journey. Why he got that look on his face when he commended his courage for wearing such a bright feminine color that you still don't know. All you said was, I love that you don't care how you come across. You just wear whatever you want to wear. Damn. And you're at a loss as to why things got awkward when he told a colleague after his presentation in front of everyone. Wow, you really surprised. I wasn't expecting that from you. Nice work.
Yeah. I've heard that a few times.
Yeah.
Like, well, what did you expect, dumbass?
Signs that you're the toxic person at work. You're manipulative. You see yourself as the puppet master. You enjoy controlling people and orchestrating situations to achieve your desires. As the unofficial behind-the-scenes director of office drama, you love setting things in motion. Then you sit back and watch everything unfold just as you planned. It makes you feel like you're in control, so you're always in the boss's ear, talking about what you've seen, what you've heard, or just know. Of course, making sure to add something extra saucy to spice things up.
Mm-hmm.
Good work. Good work. You like to keep people on their toes. Permanently. Change is the only constant in life, but how you constantly change your emotions, mind, and instructions make you seem unstable and indecisive. You take pride in being unpredictable. No one can guess what mood you're going to be in today, which way you're going to go in any situation, or what decision you'll take at any time.
You take pride in that.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what kind of mood I'm in.
One minute you're laughing and joking with everybody, the next you're asking what everyone finds so funny. Later you're having meltdowns with tears and snot flying everywhere. Keeping them on their toes. They don't know about you.
Remember Snot. What you said. Remember what we said.
Exactly.
If you can do that, there will be no drama. I don't know why it's difficult. And look, I mean, keep your expectations low, but I'm like, remember what you said. Remember what we said. There is no confusion about this. That's why we said it. And speak as the words are defined. That way, there's nothing secretive about it. Basic stuff.
Signs that you're the toxic person at the office. You always know what they're going to say even before they say it. Before someone finishes speaking, you jump in and say it for them. You already know what they're going to say. There's no need to wait until they get to their point. You're a busy professional. All the ahs, and extra stories just waste your time and your patience. I'll admit I do that one.
My apologies. That would make you toxic?
Yes, it would.
I think it would make you more efficient.
that's part of the problem, is that now I'm assuming you, what it is that you're going to say.
Right, you don't know what they're actually going to say that time.
Oh, correct.
So that's what's annoying about it, because it's like, no, was not going to say that. Like, just let me finish.
Correct. I'm listening to speak, not listening to hear what it is that you have to say at that point. Right. That is something I need to work on myself.
Or if you say something to somebody and they kind of give you a response and you're like, that's not what I said.
Right.
Right.
It's like, okay.
People keep resigning and leaving your team.
Well, yeah, that's a sign.
Fair amount of people have left your team recently. Are they all moving on to bigger and better opportunities? Maybe they're resigning due to the lingering effects of the Great Resignation. Or it might be that they're trying to get away from you. According to Marcus Buckingham, people leave managers, not companies. And several surveys support that claim. You're passive-aggressive. Again, these are signs that you're the toxic person in the office. You're not a confrontational person. You're not an aggressive person. In fact, you prefer to shy away from uncomfortable, difficult conversations altogether. Instead, you prefer to find other ways of showing your displeasure. Sulking is for children, so you don't do it. You just avoid interacting with the person or ignore their presence altogether. You nitpick and criticize every single little thing that they do. If you're working on a group presentation and were offended by something a team member said or did, it wouldn't be beneath you to call in sick on the day of the presentation, leaving everybody else in a tight spot.
Oh, wow, come on.
Yeah. Really?
I remember I had a boss once, years ago, I don't remember what we were complaining about. We're going back and forth, and he said, I don't appreciate your passive-aggressive tone. I said, I apologize if you think I'm being passive at all. Right? I mean, you have missed everything I've said for 1 second.
Yeah,
you
think I'm being passive. I would not describe as ray of sunshine over there.
That's right.
Yeah, I was like, what about me seeing passive? Clearly, there's been a misunderstanding.
This is just straight
this
aggressive.
This is aggression, yeah.
It's not that you're always right. It just seems that way. No one is ever always right. That's ridiculous. It'd be silly to claim otherwise. You just happen to know a lot about your field. You've worked with the organization the longest, so it's natural that you know more than everyone else. They'll be equally knowledgeable when they've been there as long as you have. And then finally, I'll leave you with this one as the number one sign that you're the toxic person in the office. All criticism is bad. You do not take criticism well, not even constructive criticism. You have an amazing ability to transform compliments into criticism before proceeding to get offended by it. As far as you're concerned, you're trying your best. And if the only way to recognize the effort that you're putting into your work is by telling you where you're getting it wrong and how to improve, then you don't need the input. You didn't ask for their opinion in the first place.
Boom.
So quit being toxic, people.
Sucker.
A man in New York crashed his car into a bank. But there's a little more to the story there, Miles.
There is more to the story. I read it. It's crazy.
It's wild, but I'll tell you at 5:50. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we managed to drink it time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve, a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the new Pope, Leo the 14th.
All right.
Now, we've heard plenty about his love of baseball, and apparently he is a White Sox fan.
White Sox.
Either way, from Chicago, right. South Side. But it turns out that Leo is also an avid tennis player.
All right.
Did you know this?
No.
You just don't picture popes and, like, athleticism, but avid tennis player, and as such, took advantage of his Pope position, and he recently invited the world's top-ranked tennis player to the Vatican, and obviously the player accepted the invite, you know, said it's an honor to be here and all this, but he actually gave the Pope, it's pretty cool, gave him a professional tennis racket, and he offered the Pope the opportunity to square off in a charity match, since the Pope does like to play, and he's like, I'm ranked number one, it could be cool, we'll raise money for a charity of your choice. All good stuff, but we're toasting this occasion, because the name of the top-ranked tennis player in the world right now at the Vatican is Jannik Sinner, S-I-N-N-E-R. Yeah, that's the dude's last name, man.
Sinner.
Yeah, Sinner.
The Pope versus Sinner.
Yeah, the Pope, he even cracked some kind of joke about it, just like, wow.
Sinner.
Not sure that we're
ready. That's cool.
Yeah, so the Pope might be taking on a sinner and a charity.
He better not
do
anything bad in his life.
Aren't we all?
Yes. The Pope would probably just tell me, like, hey, do yourself a favor. Don't even step in.
But I think he's Italian.
Oh, Jannik?
Yeah.
Is he?
I think so. So I think that helps even more. He's already in country.
Yeah, that does help a lot. But yeah, so the sinner visiting the Pope.
I hope he calls out a football player next. I want to do an Oklahoma drill.
It's going to be the Bears, though. And probably, I have a lot of work to do on your behalf.
Yeah.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola bitchola.
All right, let's get a contest online now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.